This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A powerful earthquake struck a rural mountainous region of eastern Afghanistan near the Pakistani border early Wednesday, killing at least 920 people, injuring 600 others, according to authorities. Officials warned the death toll would likely rise. Information remains scarce on the magnitude 6.1 tremor that damaged buildings in coast and Paktika provinces. Rescue efforts are likely to be complicated since many international aid agencies left Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover of the country last year and the chaotic withdrawal of the U.S. military from the longest war in its history. Neighboring Pakistan's meteorological department said the quake's epicenter was in Afghanistan's Paktika province, just near the border and some 50 kilometers southwest of the city of Khost. Such tremors can cause severe damage, particularly in an area like this one where homes and other buildings are poorly constructed and landslides are common. U.S. officials say that they are trying to learn more about two American veterans captured by Russian forces.
They will be punished. They should be punished.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on NBC's Today show asked about the two Americans, Alex Druki and Andy Nguyen.
They're treated properly, but you have to understand, those guys on the battlefield were firing at our military guys.
Could they be sentenced to death as other foreign fighters have?
I cannot guarantee anything. It depends on the investigation.
That drew this reaction from White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
It's appalling that a public official in Russia would even suggest the death penalty for two American citizens that were in Ukraine.
Meanwhile, the State Department has confirmed the death of a U.S. citizen in Ukraine, believed to be the second American killed while fighting there.
AP's Ben Thomas reporting. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is preparing to call on Congress to suspend the federal gasoline and diesel taxes for 3 months. It's a move meant to ease financial pressures at the pump that also reveals the political toxicity of a high gas price in an election year. Administration officials say Biden wants to suspend the 18.4 cents a gallon tax on gas and 24.4 cents a gallon on diesel fuel. If the gas savings were fully passed along to consumers, people would save roughly 3.6% at the pump. Prices are averaging about $5 a gallon nationwide. Lawmakers in both parties have been skeptical of that idea. Villagers in northeastern Bangladesh have been crowding makeshift refugee centers and scrambling to meet boats arriving with food and fresh water as massive floods, which have killed dozens of people and displaced hundreds of thousands there and in neighboring India, continue to wreak havoc. Authorities in India's Assam state reported 10 new flood-related deaths and say nearly a quarter million people are in emergency relief camps. Concerns are growing about getting food and fresh water to millions of people cut off by the floods and of an increase in waterborne diseases. U.S. senators have reached a bipartisan compromise on a gun violence bill. Details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Moving quickly after agreement was announced, the bipartisan gun violence bill cleared an initial procedural hurdle in the Senate Tuesday night. 14 Republicans joined all 48 Democrats and two independents in support of the measure. The package is a response to mass shootings at a Buffalo, New York supermarket last month and at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, days later. Senator John Cornyn of Texas led Republicans in the legislative talks.
Texans are disgusted and outraged by what happened at Robb Elementary, and they want Congress to take appropriate action to prevent the loss of more innocent lives.
The legislation would include more rigorous background checks for the youngest firearms buyers, more background checks for arms sellers, and stiffer penalties on gun traffickers. Additionally, there's funding to states and communities for improving school safety and mental health initiatives. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A group of former leaders of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, say the guerrilla organization was responsible for war crimes, including the kidnapping of thousands of civilians for ransom and also holding politicians as hostages for several years in the hopes of exchanging them for imprisoned rebels. Recapping our top story, a powerful earthquake struck a rural mountainous region of eastern Afghanistan near the Pakistani border early Wednesday, killing at least 920 people and injuring 600 others. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.